You're tuned into Pacifica Radio, KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, 93.5 in San Diego, 99.5 FM in Ridgecrest, China Lake, and streaming universally at kpfk.org. Radio powered by you, the people.
Oh, yes. The Echo Theater, which is located in Atwater Village Theater, has been known for its provocative theater. And this is, I guess you consider, a provocative play. It's called Effing Strangers. And it opened July 18th. It's running through the August 24th. And I have the director and one of the four stars of the play. So I have to ask, Are you here, Mr. Patterson? No, the writer, the playwright.
The playwright, yeah.
Right, Mr.
Yeah.
Eric Patterson, are you here?
I am here. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yes, me too. I have to ask you, how did you come up with the idea for this play?
Oh, my goodness. So thank you for warning us about not saying the actual title. I would have said it, so I'm glad you warned us.
Uh-oh, no, can't do that.
You know, the play is about connection and how hard it is to connect when you're out of practice. And I think I would not call it a COVID play, but I think that the experience that I think we all went through in that time period, and that in a lot of ways we're still kind of recovering from, this play was inspired by those feelings of isolation. And the main character, Rue, is a young gay man who is agoraphobic and who only connects with people through the internet. And I think a lot of people will identify with that.
And we have the actor playing Rue. He's here in studio too. Mr. Michael Sturgis, are you there, sir?
Yes. Hi.
Good. Now I've heard both your voices. How did this play come to you?
I was actually involved in one of its early readings during its development. Was lucky enough to stay on throughout the course of its journey into production.
Now, it's directed by Chris Fields.
Yes.
And you began July 15th, but you did have previews going into it, right?
We had a few previews, and we're about halfway through our run now. So we have a show tonight. We have shows all weekend. It's Fridays at 8, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 4, and Mondays at 8. And the audiences have been responding in an incredible way. It's been really wonderful.
Well, Mr. Patterson, when the play first became in front of an audience, were you surprised where the laughs were and weren't?
You know, it's. I think it's a funnier play than you maybe realize going in, both with the title, Effing Strangers, and the subject matter. There's a lot of humor in the play, and I feel like if you're going to write something about like really heavy, heavy topics, you got to have humor in it. And so I've been relieved in a really wonderful way how much laughter we get. And the thing that really I find the most enjoyable is there's a few twists and turns, and there's a couple of twists that I think surprise people so much that we get like crazy audible gasps. There's maybe two moments. Are there more, Michael? Maybe there's more.
Two big ones.
Two big ones. Yeah.
Since this is a world premiere, were you making changes as you went along?
Like, oh yeah, I cut 13 pages, I think, 3 days before we opened. rest in peace, Michael's gluten monologue. I'm sorry, Michael. Yeah. He worked really hard on this beautiful monologue that we ended up cutting just because the play was running a little long. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing about working on a world premiere. You get to really find the play, and I love that process. It's been great working with Chris Fields. This is the third time I've worked with him. I think he's an amazing director, and this cast, I think, has been really wonderful to work with on a world premiere, and like they've helped me find it and figure out what the play is.
Now, it plays Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., Mondays at 8 p.m., and it's running through the 24th of August.
That is correct, yes.
That's how it is right now. It's not, is there any chance it could extend?
If y'all come, everyone come see us, and then possibly, yeah.
So, Michael, did you have any trouble finding this character within you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Not because it's someone who's so far away from me. I feel like it's accessible for the person I am and the person the character is, but it just asks a lot of Eric's plays ask a lot of its actors. They are very, I think all of his plays have a sense of danger to them. And I hadn't done something like this before. And Eric's plays have been in LA for a while, and I've been lucky enough to witness the process in different productions, which has involved like people dropping out, you know, people who I know and love for their own reasons leaving. And I had the reaction of, oh my God, don't. Like, I know it's scary, but like from the outside, that's all the more reason to do it. And so I was really lucky to have that experience, because during rehearsals, I was just very scared.
Well, co-starring with you is Tasha Ames, Sean Luke Rogers, and James Tooper. Have they been there through the whole time?
Yeah, so James Tupper, he's also been filming he's been filming a movie, so he's in and out. And we have another actor, David Schaffner, who is incredible and is also part of the production when James is out of town. And that's been a wonderful experience for me to really get to, in a world premiere, have the experience of multiple interpretations of a role, and to see that, like, oh yeah, it works. The play works because they don't do the exact same thing. I think they both have their own unique take and spin on the character. And that's always nice as a writer to have that experience, and knowing that, like, okay, this play has legs. This play can live beyond these walls.
Well, it's directed by Chris Fields, who also happens to be the artistic director of Echo Theater Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very interested in what the set is about. It takes place in one room, doesn't it?
Well, it takes place in a few. There's a few bedrooms, because, you know, Rue talks to, forms a friendship with a, with someone else. I'm not sure how much I can say on the radio, but forms a relationship with someone. And so you see their individual bedrooms, and there are a few other rooms. The set design by Amanda Niehans. Michael, did I say her last name correctly? I think I did.
Niehans.
It's very spare, and there's something, how would you describe it, Michael? It's a really cool set.
It's impressionistic, maybe?
Yeah, impressionistic. That's a great way to, and you've got these like metal bars, and it feels, you just have a sense of these rooms. It's got a cool visual aesthetic. I love it.
Is it more than one act, or is it two acts?
No, it's 90 minutes, no intermission.
Uh-huh.
Pee before you go in, and then you're going to be good.
All right, then. I have to repeat, this is at the Echo Theater, which is located at 3269 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles. And you can get a pair of tickets to this. All you have to do is help KPFK keep alive. Call 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK and press 2. And you can get a pair of tickets. I think the company's offering 2 pairs of tickets. And so please be one of the people who get a pair.
And it's for a pledge of $50. Just want to remind folks, we are in Fund Drive. But as you know, Julio, when you are a member and you support KPFK, which, by the way, you can do for as little as $25. And one special thing we're also offering is a year-long subscription to Downbeat Magazine. So if you pledge even $25, we'll give you a year subscription. If you get a pair of tickets for Effing Strangers, at Echo Theater Company, we'll also throw on that Downbeat subscription. You just have to ask for it. But it's a $50 pledge, and what's the number they call?
818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK-PRESS-2. So I have to ask both of you, now you're hoping that this play extends. Are you working on other projects?
I have a new play called Oakwood High School Presents Thornton Wilder's Our Town, which is having a developmental workshop at the Conundrum Theater in September in Burbank. So that's next for me, and I'm always writing seven or eight things at the same time. This has been my focus though for a while. It's been Effing Strangers. I almost said the actual title. I'm so sorry.
You have to be careful.
I stopped myself, Julio.
We are publicly funded. We get no corporate sponsor. And we don't want our public to get unhappy with us. How about you, Michael? Are you working on anything else?
I have something that might be happening in the fall. It's very preliminary. So I don't even know. But I'm looking forward to whatever my autumn brings.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the play.
Oh, I'm happy you're coming.
Yes. But I want to remind everyone, it is running through August 24th, and it's at the Echo Theater, 3269 Casitas Avenue in L.A. And I've given you the number to call to get tickets. So please help support KPFK. Also, help keep live theater alive in this town. I want to thank you both for being my guests. It's been great.
Thank you, Julio.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and I look forward to seeing you on stage. And thank you, and bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.